I want you to say this prayer. Say, Lord, speak to me today. Minister to me. Help me, O God, to be what you want me to be in all ramifications. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I go to the message proper, I want to give you a test of love. We're here on Friday for night vigil. It was just, is it six of us? Supposed to be for every one of us. It's once in a month. Prayer give back to this church, this building. Prayer will sustain the work here. Prayer will bring people from the north, from the south, from the west, from all over. This is a test of love for you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 6. It says here, and hereby we know. No, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Now let's see, what are the tests? Let's see. Your attitude towards God's word is your attitude toward God. Let me say that again. Your attitude towards God's word is your attitude toward God himself. If you treat the word of God with levity, you are indirectly treating God that way. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Now, what made Alexander Dower great? The word. Somebody said, John G. Lake was there when he wanted to pray. He said, close your eyes. He said, I'm not going to close my eyes. I want to watch. He said, behold, he watched this man crying. Tears were running down. He was kissing the Bible. He said, Lord, I love your word. Do you truly love the word of God? Why is it that it's once in a week you even go there, you even open it? If you are doing that, it shows that you don't love the word of God. That is not my message this morning. Are you listening? Are you here? Or you are about to go home? Okay, let's see the second one. You do not love God more than you love his word. The third one, you do not obey God more than you obey his word. You do not honor God more than you honor his word. If you honor the word of God, you are honoring God. You do not have more room in your heart and life for God than you have for his word. Create room for the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds after the mouth of God. 6. How much does God's word mean to you? How much? So my subject today, or message today, is set your affection on things above. I'll take my text from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. There he says, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things above, not the things on the earth, for ye are dead. For he said, for ye are dead. That is verse 2. Seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things on the earth. For ye are dead. Your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. I ask, O Lord, speak to us. Lord, use this my mouth. Use my body to minister to your people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you be reasoned with Christ, set your affection on things above. Now, Paul started with that statement, say, if. It's like asking you a question. I will try and break it down. There was something I was doing in the church I was running over there in a hotel. People will not come to Bible study on Wednesdays, so I make sure I do the Bible study on Sunday morning. Bring Bible study to them. Hallelujah. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things above. So I want us to break it down. What are those things above? What are those things above? We know God said he set his throne in heaven. It's above. The Holy Ghost came from above so that you might be taken back to that original place you lost. It's your teacher. It's training you every day. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the best teacher. It's the best instructor. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. That is why you don't need to run to a prophet. If a prophet is prophesying, it's confirming what the Holy Spirit is already telling you. Hallelujah. And that is why people are going astray. Because they want a prophet to tell them something. No, we are not in the Old Testament. We are in a New Testament. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, the things that are above, we know that the Holy Ghost came from above. He gave us gifts. They are holy gifts. And it's not for self-gain. People are using the gift of the Holy Ghost for their own gain. And the end is destruction. And it is their own detriment. But the gift of the Holy Ghost is to expound the kingdom of God. To bring in the people of God to the fold. Now, a brother did something. And something, the Lord moved upon him and healing took place. He said, this is how to start a church. Because of that miracle, people started to be down to the church. That's why God gave us the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Then the streets of gold are over there in heaven. Oh, this one is the one we have here made of asphalt, concrete. In Arizona, when the sun will come down upon the concrete, the temperature will increase. Over there, there's nothing like that. Hallelujah. And you have another body waiting for you over there in heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. He says, if this our earthly house being dissolved, this body, this tent, be dissolved. He said, there's another one, which is eternal, there in heavens. He said, for this reason, we groan earnestly that we might be clothed upon with our house. That is from heaven. You have another body, another house for you, awaiting you. But now, how will you get the house? You still need to go back to the word of God. Value the word of God. Because the life we are living here is temporal. Hallelujah. It's temporal. It's not forever. Let me ask you a question. Where is Ronald Reagan? Is he still the president of this nation? Or where is he? He's gone. Oh, my grandpa died a long, long time ago. He's not coming back here. This one is temporal. But Lord, do you know the Lord is changing us from glory to glory? As we continue to seek the Lord, and the Lord begin to cook you. When I say cook, when the fire of God begin to come upon you, and the fire of God begin to transform you, bullet cannot go through. Even if it does, it will not harm you. Hallelujah. But some people are playing church. You can't experience that. That is the truth. We're not playing games. It's not religion. It's relationship. God is about to do something. It's for those who are seeking Him with all seriousness. Can you imagine somebody would take a keg of water and go to the cave to seek the face of God? No, that is not child's play. That is seriousness. Snakes will come. Wild animals will come. They will not find you because you are seeking the Lord. I've experienced it. Snakes came to a water mountain. Where I was sleeping, it was daybreak, I saw the snake, poisonous snake. Didn't do me anything. I didn't go there for snakes. I went there to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ came from above. And is beckoning on you to come too. The place is ready. Now, let me show you some things here. But he says, seek those things that are above. Seek. When you are seeking for a lost jewelry, take for example a ring, precious one, you will search everywhere, sweep everywhere, trying to find that ring. You tell friends, you tell your children, please help me look for this. It's precious, very expensive. Until you find it, you will not rest. That is how the Lord expects us to begin to seek those things that are above. They are eternal. Hallelujah. This one is temporal. No matter how rich you are, it's temporal. Let me ask you a question. If you leave your body today, how much will you carry to heaven? Zero. And no, don't be like that man who was buried with his Cadillac. No, when you die, you cannot use Rolex watch. You say, I wonder what time is this? After spending several weeks in the grave. Is it possible? But over there, we don't need timepiece. Hallelujah. When you see Abraham, Abraham is like a young man. He's not walking with a cane. When you see him, you will know this is Abraham. Hallelujah. No drive-by shooting over there. And no hospitals. No sicknesses. No diseases. Over there, you live forever. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now it says, seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Let me ask you a question. Is he a physical hand that is talking about? No, it's the realm of dominion, the realm of power. We lost it in the Garden of Eden. Jesus Christ, the second Adam, the last Adam, came to restore it back unto us. The realm of dominion is available. It's left for you. Now, we read a prophecy that we're reading in Scroll 51. There was something that he said. He said, there are trials that are absolute necessity, of which only few can go through. And those who will go through will be like Moses, Joshua. I want to be among those few. How many of you want to be among those few who go through the fire? the trial, tribulation. Only few. So it's not religion. It's reality. God wants to manifest through you. God wants to use your hands, your eyes, your ears, your entire body, that his feet will become your feet. His bowel compaction will become yours. That is what he has called us to. So like sister was praying this morning, see, it's not religion. God wants us to be zealous. I remember in the 70s, oh no, we don't rest too. We pray, we fast. When we are praising God, we praise God. Now, it's like it's an entertainment. When they are singing over here, some they don't even care. No. It's not about that. It's about you and God. You are praising God for your own. Not for them. They are not singing to entertain you. They are singing to help you, that you enter into that realm. Hallelujah. I remember one day, I was praising God with my tea break. At midnight. Do you know what happened? Bright light came from above. After I did that for a long time, I was quoting Psalms in the darkness. Bright light came and fell very close to my shoulder. Which means the Lord will respond. I'm enjoying it. I'm dancing the cocoa too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, you come to church to learn. You go home, go and exhibit it. You don't just come to church throughout the whole week, nothing. No, Jesus Christ is waiting for your Kokoma song. Nothing is coming out from you. It's only give me. That is what you are giving to God. No. That is not what he's calling you to. Hallelujah. Seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. And then I said, set your affection on things above, not on the things on the earth. Now, affection, a feeling of attachment, fondness. See, God wants you to set your affection on heavenly stuff. Because we'll be here for some time now, we think, this is all life. No. Remember what the Bible said, book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 10? It said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The devil is a robber. The devil is a thief. The devil is an abuser. He's not your friend. The devil is making sure that you will not make it. That is why things are becoming tougher and harder for Christians. But don't be discouraged. Keep pressing in. Keep seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. Because if you don't fight, you don't wrestle, you are not going to win. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to read some scripture because I've been quoting a lot of scriptures from my brain, but I want you to see this one. This is 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, 16, and 17. Love not the world. Wait a minute. But we are in this world. God is saying, don't love the world. Because if you love the world, your life will be in danger. Love not the world. Say to yourself, love not the world. So he's talking about this world, this earth, these things we see. Don't put your love in them. If God blesses you with stuff, use them. Don't put your heart in stuff. Flashy cars, beautiful mansion. No, don't let your heart be on them. They are temporal. They can putrefy. They can pass away. Fire can lick them up. But heavenly stuff is forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. If you see me when I was in the 70s, I look like Elvis Presley. Very young. I didn't know my... I will have some wrinkle. Hallelujah. But my strength is still, let's say, 100%, just like Caleb. Though I'm 62, this year I will be 63. I still look young. I still feel young. But this is temporal. Hallelujah. God is giving me the grace, the strength to fight on the battle until I see him face to face. Let nothing discourage you. If a brother is discouraged, don't be discouraged. But it's not between you and the brother. It's between you and the devil. He's the one who is trying to stop you. Do you know, you don't see the devil face to face. Some people, they do. The wrestling match is between you and him. It's bombarding your brain with thoughts, with ideas. Don't accept them. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I will read in an epistle of John, chapter 2. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Is it written in your Bible like that? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. You have what you call television in your house. That one I must have. Do you know when God is nudging you, pray, and saying, I want to see the end of this thing. I want to see the end. And they will say, stay tuned. You stay tuned. Watch it. Where is your love for God? Huh? The thing you bought with your money is telling you to stay tuned. And you are... Are you still here? Hallelujah. Something happened to me some years ago. That was in the 90s. I was walking with Living Water of the Valley. We carried all these Sierra Leoneans. After church, took them to Peoria. On my way back, it was in my mind to watch football Sunday. No American football. I was not born in this country, but by watching that, you understand the game. I was going to watch football. Then the Spirit of God said, go to so place. I said, no, I'm going home to watch football. Then the Spirit of God said again, go to so place. I said, I better go. I went there. Do you know, it's like somebody called me, come. That would have been their end in this country that day. They don't have documents to stay in this country. But now, husband and wife, they are fighting. Thank God I went. If not, I would still be regretting today. But do you know, their marriage is very strong today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The sister was putting fire on the phone. Call the police. What are you still waiting for? He said, no, he said, Pastor, Austin is here. And the husband said, he's a marriage counselor. I've not been to any university. No. By the help of the Holy Spirit, that marriage was restored. They are still in this country. They have their documents today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, kingdom of God first, not football. That reminds me. How many of you drink Coca-Cola? Huh? It's sweet, huh? Is it? When I used to do cleaning, after working for hours, it's free. Just... Go, you drink. Do you know the Lord said? He said, drink water. Water is good for you. Not Coca-Cola. Not Dr. Pepper. Not Pepsi. Do you know I did not hear? I keep drinking.
Then I started having stomach trouble. There's acid in Coca-Cola.
You like me so far? Hallelujah.
And I went to a nutrition class. He said, there's acid in Coca-Cola. And police, or those highway patrol, they put a gallon of Coca-Cola in their trunk. When there's accident on the highway and there's blood, that is what they use to dissolve it. And that is what you drink. Drink water. Water is good for you. Train your children to learn how to drink water. In Africa, nothing. It does this just for fun, just once in a while. But now, children, they don't even want to drink water. They want to drink Coca-Cola. Do you know it will start eating your bone inside? You don't know. Put a bone of a chicken in a cup, glass of a Coca-Cola. Leave it there till daybreak. Or maybe till the 24 hours. That will become thread. Acid will eat it up. That's what it does to your body. Drink water. Do you know when God created you? He didn't create you with Coca-Cola. It's water. 70, is it 75% of water? 70 in your body, not Coca-Cola. Still like me? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Love not the world. Some people love the world too much. They don't have time for God. And when I watch, because if you go out now, you see people, they are here now for college games. They spend a lot of money to come for hotel and to go for the game. Super Bowl is even worse. And baseball, the same thing. I say, I wish this is revival that is going on. But when it comes to the word, they don't want to hear it. But if it's ball, oh, they are there. They are hailing. They decorate their body. It's not that I told you just now, I like football. But there's time for everything. Hallelujah. Some people will not go to church because they need to train their children for baseball or basketball or soccer. Mm-mm. God first. In Jesus' name. See verse 17. 19:16. See, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away. I believe it's written in your Bible like that. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. He that doeth the word of God abideth forever. The word of God is the will of God for you. So do the word. No matter how hard it may be, even if people are ridiculing, or they are making mockery of you, do the word. In the place of work, when you say Jesus Christ first, the way they will look at you, don't be depressed. Because you are special. You are not of their phylum. You belong to the family of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now back again to Colossians chapter 3. Now I want to look at verse 3. See, for ye are dead. You are a follower of Christ. See what he says. See, for ye are dead. Let's try and look at what Paul is trying to tell us. Go to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. This is what he says here.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, wait a minute. Was Paul with Jesus Christ when he was here physically? The answer is no. But what is he talking about? Now, let me try and paint it before you. All that Jesus Christ suffered was for you. You and me. Tossing for Jesus. When he was crucified, by faith, we were there in his body. We were nailed on the tree. He carried us. When he died, we died with him by faith. When he was buried, we were buried with him. When he resurrected, by faith, we resurrected with him. Now he's beckoning on you, according to Hebrews chapter 6, to come to the Holy of Holies. So that's what Paul was trying to say. By faith, he was crucified with Christ. Now, but now here in Colossians, this Paul still talking. A letter written to us. He said, ye are dead. Let me ask you a question. Can a dead man lust after a woman? The answer is no. Why? He's dead. Can a dead man gossip? No, because he's dead. Can a dead man rob the bank? The answer is no, because he's dead. Can a dead man fight? The answer is no, because he's dead. God wants your old man dead. If anyone be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Everything has become new. Someone who is truly dead. You not come to church and check out people. I wonder, why will he wear that kind of dress? This is outdated. Is that why you came to church? Mind your business. You are here for God, not for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You like me so far? Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you are dead to the world, you are hungry for more of Jesus. I want to be like you, Lord. Help me to be like you. And if you spot something, quickly you will repent. There's a secret the Lord has revealed recently. He said, wash your spiritual garment every day with my blood. How do you do it? Say, Father, wash me with your blood. Every day. Because you don't know what you gathered. Either through what you were watching, or the music, or where you walk. Some people will wonder, well, how come you don't speak fitting language? Because you are not of this world. You want to please your heavenly Father. Amen. For ye are dead. Your life is seated in Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. Now, how can you appear with him if you are not obeying his sayings? Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 29 says, he that sent me is with me. The Father had not left me alone, but I do always those things that please him. Not once in a while. Always is always. I do always those things that please him. That is Jesus as a son that was talking. And he's our example, our standard. Some people were offended last time when I preached, when I mentioned two women. I said, they are not God's standard. I didn't say they are not examples. They are examples to people, but they are not God's standard. Even Benihi is not God's standard. Jesus Christ is God's standard. He's the ultimate example. Hallelujah. See, emulate Jesus. Cry to be like him. And when he starts dealing with you, now, let me tell you this. Ask Jesus Christ to correct you anywhere, anytime. He'll be glad to do it. When you say, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Because you are, where you are walking, they are talking, yappy, 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 yappy. And they want your contribution. No. Just seal your mouth. Amen? Because if you say something, you grieve the Holy Spirit. He has already warned you, don't say nothing. Even if they will hoot you and laugh at you, no, it's good. Now, pray for me so that I will not leave out some of the things I wanted to share with you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, someone who is truly crucified. I think let me go to this area. Go back. Let's go back to Colossians. There's a scripture there that will help us. This is what Paul said here. Colossians chapter 3. I want you to see verse 8. He said, but now ye also put off all these. So what you put off, you don't put it on. Okay, let's go to verse 12. Put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowers of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on love. See, what you put on, let it remain on. Because in verse 8, they say, put off. What are we going to put off? Let's see. Anger. If your anger is dominating you, something is wrong. You need deliverance. Don't be controlled by your anger. Remember Ephesians chapter 4 says 26-27. Be angry and sin not. Let sun not go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. If you allow your anger to dominate you, you've already opened the door for the devil to come and referee the fight. He will sit down there and he will make sure that marriage will be no more. Maybe just for a little thing. No, that thing can be, you can buy another one. Let it go. Let the matter die. Go. I forgive you. Let it go. Because if you are truly crucified, why will you be nursing something somebody said to you? You start crying. I'm crying. You go to battery, you blow your nose. You are meditating on what you are not. The devil lied to you and used somebody's voice to say something to you. You believe and you are meditating and you are crying. No, something is wrong. I remember the story now. This true thing that happened. Oh, over there, we're over there in Indianola, in the 44th Street. This man said he wants to sing special number. Halfway, he started crying. Oh, we wonder, what is going on? At that time, this man was over 50 years old. What was it? We now ministers now surround you. What is going on?
You see, I remember what my uncle did me, told me when I was 14 years old.
What? How he buried me in the earth and he was dealing with me. Where is your uncle now? He's dead. And here you are. You are dying. You are crying. That one is still a baby Christian. Are you still here? I don't know why you are laughing. I hope you are not doing that type of thing. He said, I have forgiven him, but I will never forget. What? You are not crucified. If you forgive, forget. No, say, I'm not God. God will give you grace to forget. You walk against your nature. That thing that you are assuming is supposed not to be your nature. It's the nature of the devil. Walk against it. The person say you should hate. You go and buy. Go to the market and buy stuff. Give to the person. I want you to know that I love you. I'm praying for you. He will be the one to call. He will start crying. I don't know why you love me like this. That is the best thing. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm trying to bring it to a close. I hope I spent quite a time here. Hallelujah. So let's see that verse 8 again one more time. He said, but now ye also put off all these. One of them was anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Put it away. Put it off. Lie not to one another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Is it written in your Bible like that? You put it off with his deeds. So don't put it on again. Don't practice it again. Practice what the Lord says you should practice. Let's go to James chapter 1. Years back, I was having a problem wrestling with lust. Then I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, help me. And he said to me, put away the game of the soul. I said, huh? Oh, I'm the one playing the game. Do you know most Christians are like that? I know if I involve myself in fornication, God will forgive me. Yes, he will forgive you, but it's a repercussion. There's something that will follow you. A spirit will jump on you. And then you find yourself, you cannot control yourself. Now, as I struggled with that, then I went back to him again. When I discovered I couldn't overcome. He said, James chapter 1. Then I said, he quoted verse 12. Then he now said, 2. I said, no, 2 comes before 12. If you read 2 first, it's misleading. Let's see. James chapter 1, see verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. You see, it sounds as if God is encouraging you to fall into temptation. No, that is not what he's saying. When you are surrounded with temptation, count it joy, because it's an opportunity for you to receive promotion if you overcome the temptation. But see the way it's written in verse 12. Blessed is the man that endure temptation. Endure. Huh? Endure temptation. Temptation, not this joke. Especially if you are struggling with your flesh. But if you are spiritually minded, you just pass like a piece of cake. Pass, pass, pass. Blessed is the man that endure temptation. For when he's tried, then the thing dawned on me and said, I can see something here. The devil is the one tempting me. God is seeing it as a test. He expects me to pass the test. Temptation will come. He said, test. Pass the test. Keep passing and passing and passing and passing. When you graduate, you wear your crown of glory. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people don't want to pass. They want to enjoy it. The one test that came. She called me up. Pastor, I'm stranded. I have no place to stay. The thing didn't even click that this woman was after me. I thought... this woman... beautiful. 6 feet tall. Anything you are looking for in a woman was, because The father is a black man. The late mother was white. They have their own special beauty. It's the type of beauty you will see, you will not say no. Are you still here? People are laughing. No, it's not easy to pass temptation. It takes the grace of God. No matter how strong you are, unless God help you, you will fall. Ask God to give you grace. Amen. That particular night, do you know what happened? My brother did not come back from work. He decided to do double. And my mother was already sleeping upstairs. We were low downstairs. My intention was to say, you sleep in neighbor's house. When I took her to a neighbor's house, he said, no. Pastor, see the wife. She has gone to work. I don't want to have trouble with this man tonight. I've experienced it before. She was... So I said, okay. It did not occur to me. Go and pay for a motel. Let her sleep there. She slept in my house. I said, before you go to bed, I want us to pray. When I stood before her, boy, my body was... I said, what is this? I know you are beautiful. You are an agent of the devil. I can't fall for you. She was looking at me. Twin, twin, twin. Hallelujah. The following day, she told me, say, do you know, Pastor, when you were talking to me, I saw a big angel standing behind you. I didn't know an angel was there. God gave me grace to overcome that night. Only God knows what would have happened. Do you know, when you sleep with somebody, tattoos all over her body. Witnessing, she not be kwekwe person. She don't gather spirits in her body. If you sleep with her, those spirits will rub off on you. That is the danger in it. Are you still here? Thank God. God delivered me. That is why I'm able to say it today. Temptation will come. Are you truly crucified? Make sure you are always connected with your Father. Because He's speaking to your heart always. Don't shut Him down. Listen to what He's saying to you. God speaks to you on the highway. As you are going, you say, don't take that way. Take this way. See, I want to get to my destiny quick, quick. And when you enter the freeway, you discover, say, no, no way. The traffic is so tight because of the accident. And that's why the Holy Spirit was telling you to take that street. The Lord is talking to you every day. Don't shut Him down. Listen and obey. Amen. Let me try and conclude now. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. That is just one. I'm just like a magnet when it comes to women. Because I was preaching to them in the jail. The place that is meant for 40 women, you see over 100 will be there. Because of the grace that God has given to me to present the word of God. Because I know how to talk to them. And they like it. Okay, let me leave that one. Hallelujah. See, let me finish with this verse 12 of James. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Say amen. I will receive my crown. Say, I will receive my crown. My crown that is awaiting me, I will receive it by His grace. In Jesus' name, amen. One more time, Colossians 3. If you then be risen with Christ, by faith we resurrected with Him. By faith we are living the life that He asks us to live. I know a lot of trials in raising up our children. And children, they are different in ways or character. It's not the way you discipline that one, that is the way you discipline this one. Some, they will press you to see what you can do. But ask God to give you wisdom to know how to discipline that one. Hallelujah. There are so many over there in the juvenile correction department or prison, right, or cell. They use the law of the land to their own advantage and to their own destruction. I came across one time. He said, I thought I was doing myself a favor. I called the authority on my parents, and I'd be going from one foster home to another. And that is how his life is ruined. There was another one, 16 years old. I used to see him when I go to the school there to pick Jeremy, my nephew. His name is Lee Comia. Maybe we put read his story on the newspaper some years back. 6'6", tall. When I saw him, because that time we're going to first, what you call a Madison Street jail. I said, what are you doing here? You see, I was in the wrong place at the right time. He didn't tell me the truth. I said, okay, what about your pastor? No, he said he did come. What about your daddy? He didn't come to see me. What happened? He didn't tell me. He said, it was later. When he was sentenced, they put him over 100 years in the prison. What was he doing? He was raping ladies. How did that thing enter into him? Through pornography stuff. Please pray for your children. Watch them. Hallelujah. Even it comes to the cell phone now. I've seen many in my own too. I just see, they put one woman there. I say, no, if you open that one and something else you will see, don't open it. Because the moment you see, it's going to alter a chemical in your brain. The one I saw a long time ago, God help me. When I used to clean offices, I saw one magazine say Penthouse. I said, what's Penthouse? Behold, when I open, it's Penthouse indeed. It's not good for consumption. It's for trash. Later, trash it. That boy was raised up in a Christian family. He finds himself in that dimension. Pray for your children. I say it again. Pray for your children. Love them. They are a part of you. Love them with all your heart. Amen. And when you see that they are behaving funny, try and find out what is going on. Know their friends. If you sense something about a friend, it's either you talk to that friend or you separate your son from that friend. Amen? Though this one is taking us to another dimension, but that is not my direction. But what I wanted to advise you concerning that is about what is going on in the world. Time is short. Jesus is coming soon. Tight your belt, because we've not come here to stay. If we happen to win, we will meet on that day when the trumpet will sound in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, you are here today, you've not given your life to Jesus. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Let me see your hand. Want to surrender your life to Jesus? Okay.
Now, if you have any pain in your body, put your hand where that pain is. I don't want to take or tackle. Put your hand where that pain is. We're going to pray. The pain is going to leave you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all of destruction. Father, I come against the spirit of pain, the spirit of infirmity, diseases. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I say, lose your hold. Lord, like you said to me this morning, say, set them free. Let them go. Let them go. So I said to those spirits, let these ones go. Go back to the pit you came out from. In the name of Jesus. And I release peace. I release fire upon these ones, oh God. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for removing the pain. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O God, worthy, O God, to receive glory, honor, and power. All thou hast created, all things are for thy pleasure. They are and were created. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O God. Worthy, O God, to receive glory, honor, and power. Oh, thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. As we are singing, you can give your offering. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power am I, be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, our man, be unto the Lord
forever. Amen. 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 Blessings and glory, wisdom has given now, power and to the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom has given, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to stand. I want you to thank the Lord. If there's any way God ministered to you today, just thank him and ask him to help you to meditate on the word of God you've heard, to dissect them, so that you'll be able to assimilate them in your realm of the spirit and become a part of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our children. Father, let the fire that came down in the 70s, Lord, come down upon them. Lord, that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will consume them. That these children will know what is at stake. Because the life here is temporal. Father, I pray, visit them. As we pray in the night vigil, Father, give them dreams that will scare them out of their skin and make them to run to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that, Lord, they will do what you've told them. Lord, they will answer the call. Some, they don't want to answer the call. They want to do their own stuff. Father, let it not be too late. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, even the younger ones that don't even know anything, they don't know what they are doing now because they are so tender, visit them. Father, give them visions. Put your word in their mouth that they will stand up in the church and give those seers the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that even the adults, they will be scared. Hallelujah. As you did it in Lagos camp meeting. Those youths started prophesying, clear prophecy, word of knowledge. People started adjusting. See, repenting before coming to a camp meeting so that their secrets will not be exposed. Father, do it again. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ so that will not be found wanting when you come. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Where Pastor Yato? Should I close the church today? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's share the grace of fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Rest and abide with us. Now and forevermore, in Jesus' name, surely goodness, mercy, and all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. I bless you with the blessings of Abraham, that you're going out to be blessed, your coming will be blessed. that you put forth your hand to do will prosper. Your children will prosper. Your children will not run into trouble. And they will not follow trouble. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.